to better. He tries to hit the ball thrown by the pitcher. Yes, there are umpires and foul poles. A ball that clears the far away fence is a home run. Three strikes is now. Four balls allows the runner to reach base. Sound like baseball? It's not baseball. Each game has a strict 2-hour time limit. Innings end immediately if the home team takes a lead. Each inning is a point. When an inning win a point, first team to 5 points wins the game. A fan catching a foul ball counts an out. Walks have a batter speeding around the bases while the team in the field tries to throw the ball around the diamond. It's baseball-like, but I promise you, you are more likely to enjoy this game if you don't think of it as baseball. Just try to enjoy it on its own merits. Batters can't step out of the box. Coaches can't visit the mat. Instead of extra innings, any tie at the 2-hour mark is settled by a batter pitcher face-off. Each one of these showdowns results in either a point, number 13-5 points wins, or now, in the showdown tiebreaker, there's a batter against the pitcher and catcher, and sometimes one fielder, they're figuring this out as they go along. The batter is not looking to get a base hit, as he has to go all the way around the bases before he's packed out. Imagine a batter slapping the ball down the line and then racing to get back home before the pitcher can run the ball down and fire it to the catcher. It's crazy. It's unlike anything you've seen on a baseball field. But if you start thinking about what the Savannah Bananas traveling team is doing as baseball, well, that's where your brain begins to fry. So let's fry our brains a little today with the director of entertainment of the Savannah Bananas, Zach Frontville. Hello, Zach.
Hi, guys. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I'm smiling ear to ear just hearing that. That's awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, well, the team has gotten a ton of attention, not just from JJ, but from many other major media outlets, and now from us, who are a little late to the party here. So I know that this was your first full year with the band, so you've kind of been with the team since its inception, but can you give us a little high-level summary? Who are the Bananas? Where do they play? Why do they play? Who plays for them, et cetera? Where did they come from? And how did this become such a sensation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll kind of dive into my story just on how I got here first, and then I'll head into the Bananas history along those lines. So like you said, I just finished up my first season here with the Savannah Bananas. Jesse Cole, the owner of the team, actually reached out to me personally at the time I was working in Vegas with the Vegas Golden Knights NHL hockey team. And he called me and said, I'm looking for a director of entertainment. I don't know if you you know what we got going on over here, but I think you'll like it. I have a baseball background myself and kind of grew up in baseball, so it was kind of a no-brainer. You know, if you're in the baseball world, you know what the Savannah Bananas are doing, but I don't think people quite understand the extent of how incredible this team really is. And came in and wow, I was absolutely blown away about just the culture that has been created here in Savannah with the Bananas. But going into the history of the Bananas, started here in 2016, and you know, it wasn't always sunshines and rainbows here. I saw that every day. You know, at first they came into a market where professional baseball had ruled since 1926. So a long history here at Grayson Stadium and a whole bunch of different teams playing here. But it just seemed that baseball hadn't worked out quite well with professionally. So, you know, Jesse coming in from Gastonia and wanting to take over this market, they started out by selling two tickets. And I know they needed to change the way they were thinking. And so they had a major team contest. And lo and behold, the Savannah Bananas came out. And like I said before, without being sunshines and rainbows, there was a lot of backlash with that. However, as time went on and things started to change, they started to sell out. And they started to create fans. And it took off globally through the power of social media and viral videos. This place became heaven for a fun, entertaining aspect for baseball. And you know, as time went on, we have two teams. So that original team that started in 2016 was our collegiate team, which is a member of